All right, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. It's another bright spring, late spring, almost summer morning, here in New England anyway. Excellent when you can wake up, look out and see the sun shining. Nice way to start the day. Boy, this week is just cooking by. I can't believe it. It's already Thursday. Tomorrow's the end of the week. Man. When you're doing a radio show 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, it makes the time go by a lot faster. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. When I'm not on here doing the show, I'm busy doing preparations for future shows, calling people, sending emails, and making phone calls, and doing research for other stuff I want to be doing when I don't have guests. You know, it's pretty time consuming, but I love it. I think I was born to do this. It's great. Anyway, a couple quick announcements, guys. Then we're going to go to an interesting guest. He's a musical activist, I guess you could call him. He's going to be joining us right after the next break. And so you don't want to miss that. In fact, I'm just trying to find... Okay, here he is. Yeah, Brett Kimberlin. Sorry about that. Almost forgot the poor guy's name. Brett Kimberlin, he's done some interesting, some music that has a message, important political message. He's trying to wake people up through his music. So I'll be introducing him here shortly. Before that, as always, let me go through a few important news items, or announcements, I should say. We're still having the pledge drive, folks. I think we're in our, second or third week, actually, of doing this. So, you know, in order to keep this network going and keep these important informative radio shows on the air, we could use some financial support. So we're asking you to either call in at our toll-free number, 800-724-2719, extension 116, or if you're calling after 6 p.m. Central, it's extension 115. Again, that's 800-724-2719, extension 116, or after 6 p.m. Central, extension 115. Or you can donate simply by going to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can donate through PayPal. Or you can send in your check or money order to the RBN office at 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's the RBN office, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And as always, if you want to call in during the broadcast with questions for our guest or later on when I'm going over news items, if something I'm talking about catches your attention, you want to make a comment on, you can dial in toll-free at 800-313-9443. Positive or negative comments, doesn't matter to me. Again, that's 800-313-9443. Just a reminder, too, guys, our official website for Truth Hurts Radio is truthhurts.com, and that's spelled H-E-R-T-Z, truthhurts.com. I just posted an interesting message on there this morning talking about this latest terrorist arrest this past Saturday. It's now emerged that, once again, it's a scam. They all are. Every single one of these terrorist arrests has been a fraud. They're saying that, you know, these people did not have the funding, the smarts, the capability to have created the havoc that the government has claimed. They always just blow this stuff way out of proportion. In fact, very often it's the government that's hiring these thugs just to make the war on terror look legitimate, keep you in fear, manipulate you. You know how it goes. And it also emerged, Times Online yesterday, that... of all the people arrested at Guantanamo and tortured, there's only been one conviction, and that one conviction is highly questionable. Hundreds of people, guys, tortured for nothing. Anyway, stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio, folks. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're joined today for the first half hour, anyway, by Brett Kimberlin. He's, I guess you could call him a musical activist. I don't know if that's his term, but it's a term I've given him. he's done some interesting work using music to create awareness of what's going on in this country, this fascist decline that we're seeing happening before our eyes. So with no further ado, let me go to our guest. Welcome, Brett, to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, great to have you on. Now, your song, in fact, just to let you know, I guess we talked about having it broadcast here, but I forgot there's a lot of moving around at the office. They're moving to another office space, so they're not able actually to do that right now in the air, unfortunately. But why don't you tell them about your song and tell them how they can go and listen to it online.
Sure. Well, I'm the director of Justice Through Music, ATMP.org, and we use famous bands to get young people involved with civil rights and voting. We've registered hundreds of thousands of people to vote and been doing this for about 5 years. And so I was thinking about how to motivate people to stay involved during this off election season. And I decided that the old Lennon song, Happy Christmas, War is Over, you know, could be remade to a modern kind of idea and message. So I rewrote the lyrics, and now it's called Happy Springtime, Bush is Over. And so we use this with the same music, which we recorded with my band, and then in the original, they had the Harlem Children's Choir singing the War is Over hook. And so I decided, well, we need a children's choir, and I had to search far and wide because most children's choirs, you know, they didn't want to get involved with politics or whatever. And I came across this wonderful choir called the Harmonic Angels in Washington, D.C., and they were just, they jumped at the chance to do it. And so we had this full children's choir singing Bush is Over, If You Want It, War is Over Now. So it's really cool. And then interestingly, we made a video of this, too. And during the making of the video, Yoko Ono came to Washington, D.C. and put up a 55-foot billboard on the side of the Verizon Center here that said, Imagine Peace. And then she went down to the Washington Mall and put several peace prayer trees on the mall where people can go and actually tie a prayer to a tree, a peace, you know, a peace prayer to the tree. And it was a wonderful sunny day when she came, and we were there. And so we got this great footage of the billboard and the prayer trees and the kids around the prayer trees and the families, you know, tying things to that. And so we were able to take footage of that and include it in the video with the kids singing. And it's really a moving tribute. People can go to YouTube and see the video. Just type in Happy Springtime. And we've had over 35,000 plays on YouTube. We've had over 100,000 plays on MySpace in about a month. And so it's really taken off virally. And there's
so they can find that just by searching for Bush is Over?
Well, Bush is Over, or better, Happy Springtime, Bush is Over.
Okay, yeah, to narrow it down.
So but it's really a moving tribute, and we have some wonderful audio clips of John Lennon in the song, and at the beginning and end, and then we have some cool video clips of Lennon at some of the peace events that he was doing. So it's a great tribute, and we made it. We have kind of a loop going through the song, which, you know, kind of gives it a modern sound. And it's really taken off. So what we're trying to do is inspire people to envision peace, because when the original song came out, the Vietnam War was not over. And he wanted people to envision the fact that the war was over. And we're talking about Bush being over, and not Bush as so much the president, the individual, the person, but rather this era, this Bush era of darkness and sadness and violence. So, you know, we want people to imagine how it'll be without this monster in the White House. And so that's kind of
what he is. That's exactly what he is. Now, are you saying that Yoko Ono did hear the song? She liked it?
Well, we sent it to her, and, you know, she's pretty quiet about everything unless she doesn't like something. And so I think that she would have said something if she didn't like it. And the fact that we used, you know, her banner and her prayer trees and the whole message of peace and hope and love that John, you know, always sang about, I think she would definitely like it. And, of course, we bought the license for the song, so it was all done legally. So, you know, I'm sure she appreciates it.
I'm sure you're aware that there's quite a bit of suspicion and evidence as well that his death is probably related to his political activism.
Yeah, there's been a lot of speculation about that. I mean, it's all...
Coincidentally, that's been quite a common trend. People, especially who are highly influential with young people, you know, musicians particularly, there's been this trend of them turning up dead.
Well, you know, musicians and you know, Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King and JFK. I mean...
Right,
you know,
yeah, oh yeah, sure. Anybody in the public eye.
It's interesting, you know, how people that really have a profound influence on the population, you know, tend to get whacked, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, look at every president that's actually tried to do something on behalf of the general public. Coincidentally, those are the ones that have been assassinated.
Yeah. I know.
What a coincidence. They don't kill the warmongers, though, the ones who lie to us and steal from us and engage in all kinds of corruption and steal elections. And by the way, you talked about creating awareness and, you know, motivating particularly young people to get involved, you know, in voting and so forth. Are you also trying to create awareness of, you know, the way that they rig elections and because...
Well, Justice Through Music is a co-founder of VelvetRevolution.us, and my partner is Brad Friedman from the Brad Blog. And
oh, sure. I got him coming on, actually, pretty soon.
Tomorrow, right? Tomorrow?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Brad is wonderful, and we've been one of the leaders in the election reform movement and how they have used electronic voting machines to disenfranchise millions of people and probably steal elections. And yeah, we've paid for investigations. We got machines, Diebold machines, and we sent them up to Princeton and had them analyzed and showed that they could be easily hacked and manipulated and viruses put in there to change votes. And yeah, we've been on the forefront of that whole thing. You know, it's funny you mentioned Bush the other day. I ran into Karl Rove on Memorial Day at the Safeway supermarket.
You're kidding.
And he was with his wife, and I took some pictures of him with my camera. He saw me taking pictures, and he says, "Oh, you want to take a picture of me with me?" And I said, "Well, okay." And I had my little daughter with me, 8 years old, and so we went over and stood with Rove and his wife and took a picture. But first his wife said, "I want to see what's on your shirt before I let my husband take a picture with you." I said, "Well, it says Nils Lofgren."
Should I ask him, can I get a picture of me getting you in a headlock?
Yeah. Well, anyway, so he says to me, he says, "What are you doing today?" And I said, "Well, I'm remembering the all the soldiers that were killed in this godforsaken war your boss sent them off to.
Ooh.
And he looked at me, he says, "Who are you with?" I says, "I'm with Velvet Revolution .us. We're for regime change here at home."
Wow.
So he looked at me kind of.
You should have said, "I'm with the truth."
Yeah. But anyway, we put the pictures up on Brad Blog last week.
No kidding. So I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it was really funny, you know, because I certainly wouldn't have gotten the picture with him had I said that at the beginning of the conversation, you know. And, you know, it's funny because we had people writing in saying, "Well, doesn't Karl Rove have Secret Service protection?" Well, no. He was driving his Jaguar, you know.
Jeez. So
it was pretty bizarre. But, you know, here's the funny thing. He was in the checkout line at the supermarket, and all he had in his cart, and it was full. The cart was full. Toilet paper, Barks root beer, and Land O'Lakes butter.
Come on.
That's it, bro.
Maybe he was doing Cheney's shopping for him.
I don't know what the hell.
Mr. Clogged Arteries himself.
I know, it was bizarre. You know.
You know, when you call it Bush's war, you could probably more accurately call it his war. I mean, he's the brains behind the whole
Yeah, I know. And you know, I just every day I see the news and we're helping to push this U.S. attorney investigation scandal. And, you know, we've been talking for 2 years about this group called the American Center for Voting Rights, which was a GOP front group that was behind all this U.S. attorney scandal. It was run by Bush-Cheney 04 counsel, Thor Hearn, and Brad can get into it more tomorrow, but... But the interesting thing is that they wanted to rig these elections no matter how, you know, with disenfranchisement and machines and all that. And now it's coming back on them. And we're hoping because there's we broke a story about a week ago where they were caging using this phenomenon called caging where they take people's names who are soldiers or whatever and they take them off the voting roll. And,
right.
And Roe was involved with that, and we found out.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll tell you what, hold that thought. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Brett Kimberlin, a music activist, as our guest here. Yeah, you know, you go back to the 2000 election, and it's interesting. They had that rigged from every angle so that no matter what happened, Bush was going to win. You know, they had it taken, you know, Jeb was busy down there in Florida. That was the key state. And, you know, he got caught stuffing ballot boxes with names out of obituaries, out of state phone books. And he was he had purged, you know, 90,000 black Hispanic Democratic voters, black and Hispanic. And then, but that didn't even matter. That was just the backup. The real clincher there was the Supreme Court illegally overriding our right to vote and declaring him president. It's unbelievable. And then, of course, in 04 was the Diebold scam.
Right. Well, that's what we're focusing on right now. We've got several investigations going on in Congress, and John Conyers and Waxman and several others are looking into these allegations of caging and using these voter ID laws to disenfranchise people, and the whole U.S. attorney scandal. It's all coming around, and we feel like, you know, it could be close to indictment time for Mr. Rove. I mean, he skated on a few other things, but it's against the law that the Voting Rights Act is actually a felony to engage in caging, and we've got emails.
Oh, these guys are unbelievable. You know, that would have been funny. You could have had a lot of fun with him. I'm just thinking of all these different scenarios. I probably would have said, yeah, I'll get a picture taken of you before you go to jail.
Well, you know, it's funny because, I mean, it was in a public Safeway supermarket, and he's in a line, checkout line. And, you know, so I had to think quickly on my feet and get the picture before I said anything, you know.
Sure. Oh, yeah, because that would have been the end of it.
Yeah, so...
You're lucky he didn't call for you to be arrested or something.
I know. Well, that's what these some people had written in and said, oh, you couldn't have gotten... That's a Photoshop picture. You couldn't have gotten in there with Karl Rove and all this BS. You know, but I was
How
there.
How dare you talk to me that way? Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
The arrogance of these guys.
But I just heard the ad you had on about the Iran war. We have an ad this week in the Crawford, Texas Iconoclast paper.
Oh, boy.
In the middle, it's a double-sided, you know, a full-page ad in the middle, and it's saying, you know, don't attack Iran, and Bush plans on attacking Iran to, you know, further his agenda and distract from all his scandals here at home. And, so,
and they published it, huh?
Oh, yeah. They're
Wow.
You know, it'll be delivered right to Bush's ranch. You know, that's why we do it down there. You know,
wow.
That was Velvet Revolution did that ad. So it's pretty
cool. Stick
it
to them.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it. So we're involved with a lot of things. I mean, this.
Great. I'd love to see Walmart or somebody try to steal his ranch land. You know, under the. The eminent domain scam there. Wouldn't that be funny?
Well, you know, it's fun. It's interesting. The other day, Cindy Sheehan, you know, she kind of bailed out of the peace movement and said she was putting up her her land across from Bush's ranch up for sale, and the people that want to buy it are the right-wingers because they want to put a monument to Bush up there on the doggone land, and Cindy says she will not sell it to right-wingers.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
So, yeah. So that's pretty bizarre.
Monument? Well, I guess the pigeons down there need something to dump on. So
yeah, well...
It would serve a good purpose, I guess.
She wants to put it on eBay and try to get the most money for it, but, you know, I wouldn't sell it to the right-wingers for any price.
Yeah, but, I mean, to get the most money for it, who's going to buy it but right-wingers? Nobody who opposes that guy, which is 99% of the population, would want a piece of land near him.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, what the heck?
Well, unless they
unless some psychopathic sharpshooter or something, then, you know.
I know. I was thinking when Rove was, you know, walking around on Memorial Day. I mean, can you imagine on Memorial Day he's out buying toilet paper when, you know, the troops should be recognized? I mean, my Lord, it was so phenomenal. And you know, you'd think that if there was some wacko out there, he could have just knocked him off right there.
Well, when you're as full of it as he is, I guess you need a lot of toilet paper.
Yeah. Probably. That's what I figured, you know. He uses a lot.
Jeez.
So, anyway, but we have some other, you know, we have a lot of other videos that we put out. We have a project on our Justice Through Music site where we, you know, invite bands to put up protest music videos. We have scores of them up there, so people can just go to jtmp.org and check those out. And we also have probably 50 or 100 protest songs. New protest songs, not the 60s types, you know, but...
Yeah.
And, for example, Neil Young, when he came out with Living with War, we were the first site to put his streaming audio up on our on the Internet.
Have you ever worked with him directly on any projects? Or?
I mean, just he invited us to his... Before the album came out, he invited about six people to... a private listening of the album, and so we were invited, and we wrote the first review of his album. So we haven't actually, you know, worked on a project, but he asked us to help promote that one, which we did, and now we're working with Al Gore to promote the Live Earth.
Wow, that's great. Keep up the good work. So I guess that's it. All the time we have for today.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me on, and enjoy Brad. He's really great.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But all right, thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, call me anytime. Thanks.
You bet. Keep up the good work. Stick with us,
all
folks.
Right,
be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. He was an interesting guest. Guy's been using his musical talents to help create awareness of what's going on. I'm glad to see he's aware of the fraudulent nature of our electoral process. You know, guys, it's nothing new in this country. It's gotten a lot more obvious under Bush. I mean, the stealing of the elections has become totally undeniable. It's right in your face. But this has been going on for decades. The way they've rigged it in the past is simply to present, monkeys that have already been bought and paid for by big business and give you the illusion that you have a choice when all you're doing is choosing between puppets, Wall Street puppets. Pick your puppet. And, it's still been that way in the last two elections. Both of them, both times, had puppets. You know, you had a choice in 2000 between Bush and Gore, both puppets, and then Bush and Kerry, both puppets. But it's so rigged now that they want to decide which puppet could best suit their interests. You know, it didn't really matter to them if something went wrong and Kerry won or Gore won. It didn't really matter. But they realized that, they could more easily push their agenda through under Bush than they could under Kerry or Gore. So they just made sure that their preferred puppet won. Not that Kerry's any better than Bush or Gore, but to maintain the illusion of bipartisanship, they would have had to temper things back under both of them. You know, they wouldn't have been able to pursue their war agenda so easily under liberal leadership. So-called liberal, so-called Democrat. You know, this is all just labels, games. It doesn't mean anything. These people change the meanings of these terms from one administration to the next. I mean, just look at Bush. He's supposed to be conservative. What is conservative about this administration, pray tell? They're trashing everything in their path. They're not conserving anything except their own fat, selfish interests, of course. They're conserving the profiteering of Halliburton quite well. But they're certainly not conserving the Constitution. They're not conserving our sovereignty. They're not conserving our economy. They're not... Doublespeak. George Orwell is rolling in his grave, guys. It's unbelievable. The lies, the scams, the disgusting hypocrisy, the corruption. I mean, think about it. You know, it came out yesterday in London Times Online, that the... all of these arrests and the torturings going on in Guantanamo are a complete scam, guys. There's only been, out of the 380 people that have been arrested since Guantanamo was set up in 2002, set up for, you know, interrogation center for terrorists, almost 400 people have been arrested and interrogated, quote, tortured. Or I should say, tortured, quote, interrogated. But anyway, of all those hundreds of people, there has only been to date one conviction. And, you know, he plea bargained, got a reduced sentence, and it's questionable whether that conviction is even legitimate. So think about that. Hundreds of people are getting, I mean, even Britain, our closest, quote, ally in this scam war on terror, is pushing to get Guantanamo shut down. It's horrendous. This is a country that's supposed to have been taking a stand against torture and other human rights abuses all through the decades and, you know, taking out of power people who engage in these kind of hideous activities. And now here we are engaging in it openly. We've been doing this stuff, guys, for a long time. But it's always been denied. It was something embarrassing. Something scandalous. So they would deny it, sweep it under the rug. Now it's right out in your face. It's become official policy, and laws have been passed, fraudulent laws, but laws nonetheless, that's what they call them, to ensure that nobody in the Bush administration can be brought to justice regarding their torturing activities. Bush has rigged the system so that he's exempt from any kind of liability. It's unbelievable. Oh, boy. And then, of course, the story I mentioned earlier, that this is in Yahoo News yesterday, that experts say that the arrest on Saturday, the JFK airport plot, turned out to be a complete scam. Experts have said that there's no way that these arrested individuals could have possibly blown up the tank there, you know, they wouldn't have been able to do it. They didn't even have the technical know-how, nor did they have, you know, enough explosives, nor did they have enough financing. Once again, you know, name one exception to the rule. All of these terror thwarting arrests have turned out to be a scam. How about the famous Miami 7? I love that one. That's got to be like my favorite one. I mean, these guys are basically, half-retarded ex-convict escapees from the Nut House. As Geraldo Rivera said, you know, they didn't even know where their local Sears department store was, and we're supposed to believe that they were going to blow up the Sears Tower in Chicago. did you ever hear any of them talk? I mean, they're just bumbling fools. Probably just got out of detox, and you know, there was Mr. Gonzalez saying that they were prepared to launch a full ground assault. Right. Can't you see, guys, that this whole thing is just a rotten scam? They're hyping this all up to get you in fear, to get you to cower in the corner and say, yes, government, save us, whatever it takes, trash the Constitution, we don't care. We don't even know what the Constitution says anyway. Save us, whatever it takes, doesn't matter. It's all they want to do. keep the fear alive, keep this war on terror going, give the impression that they're your heroes. See how on the ball we are, we're saving you. The borders are wide open, but don't worry. Any terrorists that come across the border, we're going to arrest them. Even though later it turns out that every one of these arrests are fraud. It doesn't matter. Just fall for it. You've got to love this hype, guys. It's just unbelievable. It's kind of like during the Cold War. Kids would come home all ecstatic. Oh, Mommy, they had us hide under our desks today. We had another drill. The atomic, the nuclear drills that they would have. You know, the Russians are going to get us any minute now. Hide under your desks. That's what they told the kids. Kind of like, you know, the duct tape. Yeah, that duct tape's going to save you. Hiding under the desk is going to save you from a nuclear attack. The whole thing was absolute hype. And they're still doing it. And heavens to Betsy, people are falling for it still. All they do is just change the threat. But the game is the same. Lie after lie, scam after scam, blatantly obvious lie after lie, blatantly obvious scam after scam. I don't know. How do people fall for this? I just can't believe it. They steal the two elections. The evidence of that is whopping and overwhelming. They drive our deficits higher than anything in American history, drive our national debt higher than our national debt is higher under Bush than it ever was. In fact, you could combine all the accrued debt under all previous presidents together, and it would not equal to what Bush has accrued in just the past six or so years. Do you know that? In the time this scoundrel has been in office, he's created more debt for this country than all previous presidents combined. Your children and your grandchildren will be paying off the debt that he's accumulated. Of course, it's a fraudulent debt because the money borrowed isn't real money, and the Federal Reserve is not a legitimate institution, but nevertheless, they're certainly treating it as that, and they're enslaving you to pay back that debt, a debt that should never have been. We don't need this middleman, this scandalous Federal Reserve. Stick around, guys. We've got some great guests coming on. Already have had some great guests. We had G. Edward Griffin talking about that, but we got some more coming on. John Kottmeyer I got coming up in a couple of weeks, the founder of Save a Patriot Fellowship. We'll be talking a lot about the Federal Reserve, the income tax particularly, the fraudulent nature of that. How they have no power to pick your pocket every week and suck one-third of your check before you even get it. And then after you get it, another 20, 30% is taken out of that in your local and state tax. Your purchase taxes and your combined tax burden today is anywhere from 53 to 60% of your income. Did you know that? And you think of the American Revolution, which was spawned by a tax that was not imposed. It was not a direct tax. You could opt out of it simply by boycotting the tea. And it only amounted to between 1 and 3% of your wages. And yet that spawned the people to take up arms and oust the British government and seek their independence. And yet look at today. Today you have taxes that are imposed upon you. Not so easily able to opt out of them, although you can, and that's something that John Kottmeyer is going to be talking about when he comes on. But, you know, you have this tax imposed on you. Most people don't realize it's illegal, and even if they do, most people don't know how you can get out of it. They think it's, you know, two of the most assured things in life are death and taxes. Well, there's some IRS propaganda for you right there. As far as the income tax goes, that's not one of the sure things in life. They want you to think that, guys. Anyway, what a scam. Oh, I'm telling you, man. We're hit from every conceivable angle with lie after lie, just layer after layer after layer of scams and frauds. And this isn't freedom. If you could get in a time machine and go back 100 years ago in this country, you wouldn't believe the contrast of how I'm not saying it's always been perfect. No, we've always had our problems, and there's always been scams and corruption. But overall, to see how people lived just 100 years ago, prior to the fraudulent Federal Reserve system, I should say 101 years ago, because in 1907, 100 years ago, is when they staged their first major of the 20th century anyway, their major Wall Street downward turn to precipitate the Federal Reserve, you know, acceptance of the central bank. They orchestrated a panic in 1907, so I guess you'd have to go back 101 years. But anyway, if you could go back 101 years ago and, you know, every point there before, what a difference. We didn't have a national debt. We didn't have this deficit spending scam. They couldn't engage in deficit spending. They couldn't spend more than what we had in reserves. We were on the gold standard. They could only spend what they had in gold reserves. They couldn't print any more than that. So they couldn't enslave the people. They couldn't have bureaucracies that are unneeded and in fact, unwanted. You didn't have all these alphabet agencies. They couldn't. The only way they can afford them now, the only reason they can afford them is because we're off the gold standard. They can print unlimited amounts of money. And what backs the dollar is your labor. With the scandalous, illegal, fraudulent money system we have today, yeah, they can spend whatever they want. Take as much as they want out of you. They don't care. They I like to put it, they spare no expense at your expense. It's because we're off the gold standard that they don't have to be dependent on what they have in reserve to print. They print at will. They literally create money out of nothing. And then, to top it off, to make it even more scandalous, that money that the federal government borrows from the Federal Reserve is lent to us at high interest. Think about that. The bank does not lose anything in this because they're not lending out any money that they have in their pockets. They create it on the spot. When the government wants a loan, you want $10 billion? All right, they only have to have 1/11th of the amount of money. They can print 10 times out what they actually have in their vault, but what they have in their vault isn't, you can't even call that reserve because it's just more worthless paper money. So to print $10 billion, they only need to have $1 billion in their vaults, but again, that's just worthless paper money. That money was printed out of nothing earlier, and now they're going to print 11 or, you know, 10 times that initial amount out of nothing. So to get that $10 billion paid back, they're still making a whopping profit. But they get that back plus interest. Do you realize the scam of this? And, of course, as the years have gone on, the interest has mounted and mounted and mounted to the point now where it is not even mathematically possible ever to pay back the debt. The amount that we pay back only covers a fraction of the interest. The principal never gets touched, and yet they're borrowing more and more and more and more and more and more and more all the time. You wonder why your dollar is devaluating. Why the economy is so messed up? There's plenty of cash out there, more than there's ever been. But it's all hoarded in the hands of a few. Fraudulent cash at that, but nonetheless. All hoarded in the hands of a few, and everybody is left in, you know, if not in desperate poverty now, certainly headed that way. We're turning into a third world country, guys. They're going to crash the dollar any given moment so they can introduce the Amaro. The Amaro will be the savior to save our collapsing economy. And you will forever be at third world status. That'll be your salvation. Oh, jeez. Oh, George Orwell, you failed miserably. You tried to forecast where the world was going. You had no ideas. Far worse than anything you imagined. Unbelievable. Big Brother is watching. He's also listening, too. Go to London, guys. They got not only cameras all over the place, they got microphones now. Listening. Oh, they'll be coming here soon, too. They don't have them already. Unbelievable. Everything you do, everything you say, watching everything, listening to everything, treating you like you're guilty until proven innocent. Of course, how could you prove yourself innocent when the whole system's rigged to make you guilty if they so desire, if they don't like you, if you're speaking out exposing their crimes? Man. You think of that reporter the other day, if you heard when they had the debates in New Hampshire the other night, a reporter got arrested for asking Giuliani once again about his Building 7 comments. Of course, he said that Building 7 came down in stages gradually. You've got to be kidding me. How stupid does he think people are? Well, his supporters are certainly stupid, but, you know, thank God that's a small minority. Of course, if you listen to the liars in the mainstream media, they'll have you believe otherwise. They're actually saying that he's leading the pack, even though MSNBC's poll clearly showed that Ron Paul had 61% support. Giuliani only had 10%. So they're completely omitting Ron Paul. And the next in line was Giuliani. Amazingly, he's ahead of all the other Republican candidates, but only at 10%. Giuliani has 61%. I mean, Giuliani, heavens forbid. Man, this is a massive Freudian slip for you. Ron Paul had 61%, guys, 51% more than Giuliani, and yet they're making it out like Giuliani was leading the pack simply because he led all the other candidates. Do you see what's going on here? This is unbelievable. We not only need to impeach this entire administration and everybody in Congress, but everybody in the media as well. Fire them all! They're all complicit, guys, in the mass-murdering, lying, thievish activities of the boys in Washington. Every one of them. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our web banner for the address.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The host, Charlie Giuliani. I just want to remind you guys, I didn't actually mention this earlier. Totally got distracted and forgot. If you want to get any of my books, I now have 4 of them uploaded on lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. You can go there and get my Piercing the Fog of 9/11 as well as my New World Disorder books. I've got a couple others, too, religiously oriented, going back to my theology major days. At some point, I'm going to be uploading. In fact, I'm editing it now, getting it ready to upload on Lulu. It's the issue I got fired over. I might actually do a show on that sometime. It's extremely controversial, even for those who recognize the scandalous nature of organized religion. And that's one of the books I have on Lulu. It's called Church Inc., where I expose organized religion as a monstrosity of corruption. But, you know, even for a lot of people who recognize the corruption of organized religion, they'd still be shocked and appalled to discover the issue I got fired over. They'd probably label me as a heretic if they found out I took this position. As I always say, truth is stranger than fiction, guys. There's a lot of ideas, dogmas, doctrines that have been crammed down our throats from the time we were young, not just by religious leaders, but, you know, there's a lot of false beliefs we have about history, about politics, about science, a whole lot of things that simply aren't true. But they have been so deeply ingrained in us that even a lot of patriots and patriot Christians are fooled by a lot of this crap, pardon my French. That's what it is. Garbage, junk. And for some people, it's almost impossible to uproot these lies because their whole lives have been built around them. And my take on this is that people need to have an open mind. Don't be so quick to write things off. That's why I call this Truth Hurts Radio, because the truth does hurt when you find out that something you've cherished for so long and believed so strongly to be true is a scam. It's very difficult to let go of it, especially as you get older. So if you continue listening to the show, if I don't drive you crazy in the meantime, eventually I'll be exposing a lot of scams that I have become aware of over the years. I've looked under a lot of rugs, found a lot of lumps, wanted to know what those lumps were, how they got there, who put them there, and it's opened some very interesting vistas for me. Hasn't made me very popular. The truth is just that way. In fact, the truth makes you very unpopular, but my take is that if you lose friends over the truth, they weren't friends to begin with, so you haven't really lost anything. I'm thankful for the few decent friends that I do have, and they are true friends because they haven't walked away on me when, you know, they found out that I was taking a stand for these things. That's when you know you have a true friend. I would rather be friendless and not be a fool or a sucker or a kiss-up than to be those things and have a million friends. Because really, you don't really have friends. You can have a million friends and be totally alone and friendless when your friends are only your friends because you are a kiss-up. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm getting philosophical here. I don't want to sound preachy, but it's that's just how it is. That's reality. If you have to conform to people's ideologies to remain their friends, do you really want them as friends to begin with? But unfortunately, that's how it works, guys, in mainstream religion, mainstream politics, mainstream anything. You got to kiss up and play the game. Well, no thanks. I'll take the truth over the fat, juicy lies any day. Another commercial break, guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.